Oh, hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Hello?
How long will this take?
The survey is around 9 to 10 minutes, and your opinion does matter. It'll be brief.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you, sir. Well, my first question to you would be, sir, we would like to know, would you say your age range is between 21 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
It's the second to last one. I'm 61.
Okay, no problem. And moving on, even though I know the answer to this question, what do you consider your gender to be?
Male.
All right. Moving on quickly, sir, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. All right, if you're not so sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Note that when I talk about marijuana, we're referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. So my first question is, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month? Once a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice or never?
The average teen, kind of, you're saying, huh?
Yes.
I'm going to say maybe once a month.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form or concentrate in any form? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice or never?
I'm going to say once a month.
Once a month? Okay. And moving on, sir, how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year, tried once or twice or never?
I don't think that's very often. I'm going to say twice a year, maybe.
Once or twice a year. Okay. Well, I'm going to read to you a list of statements. They're very short statements about youth substance use in your community, sir. I just want you to know if you agree or disagree. I'll be very quick reading each one of them. All right. So let me go ahead and start. The first one says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with your children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say firmly agree or just simply agree?
I firmly agree.
Strongly agree. I'm sorry. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would you say strongly agree?
Strongly.
I'm sorry. Or simply
strongly.
Agree? Okay.
Strongly.
Vaping. Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youths with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Read that one more time. I got distracted here a little bit.
Okay, I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right. And parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
And most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
Okay. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youths under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
No, agree.
Would that be
strongly?
Strongly? Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep, sorry, I forgot to add
it's okay.
That.
No problem. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree. Strongly.
All right. My community should adopt or enforce laws and make it illegal for adults to provide youths other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And most of
adults... It seems like a lot of these are the same thing. Not,
some
huh?
of them, sir. No, no. no.
Okay,
but we're almost
okay,
done.
Okay.
I promise. We're halfway through. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right. And most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Mm-hmm. And most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And my community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. And most adults in my community think that we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and almost finalizing, sir, this section, parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, and most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree, strongly.
All right. And parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree, strongly.
Mm-hmm. And most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree, strongly.
All right. And the last one for this section says parents should not let teens use marijuana. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree.
All right, and moving on quickly, sir, these last questions. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. All right, so
How I use them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How I use them? Okay.
How often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year?
Twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Would you say daily, once a week, once a month, twice, or nice. Once a year?
Okay, now, is CBD oil considered under that? The CBD oil that I use for my joints and stuff? That's not marijuana. I mean, it doesn't have the THC in it.
Yeah, then no, sir. That's okay, no. Well, what about this one? How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Would you say
never.
Daily?
Never. Oh. I have never had a cigarette or vape. Never.
All right. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or materials that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Would you say every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, a few times a school year, or never?
Few times a school year. I don't see it.
That's okay. How would you describe yourself, sir? Like, for example, white, Hispanic, black, or African American, Asian, American, Indian, or any other race?
I'm a mix of white and American Indian.
No problem. All right. And moving on, sir. As a token of our appreciation, the past Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please tell me which organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. We have, for example, JCC School Social and Emotional Learning Committee, or Bio Girls of Jackson and Lakefield. All right?
That one.
Or
that one. My kids are already, my granddaughters are already doing that, so I'd like to choose that one.
The Bio Girls of Jackson. Okay, sir. Well, that completes that completes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Your answers were so helpful. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye.